attacks on Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Missile and drone attacks targeting sites across Ukraine for a second straight day Tuesday in retaliation for the bombing of a Russian bridge. President Biden, in an interview with CNN, says he believes President Putin's invasion of Ukraine was an overreach.
I think he thought he was going to be welcomed with open arms, that this has been the home of Mother Russia and Kyiv, and he was going to be welcomed. And I think he just totally miscalculated.
President Biden says he believes Putin has committed war crimes. During an online meeting Tuesday, leaders of the G7 industrialized nations heard a plea from Ukraine's President Zelensky for additional military help.
The group of seven, in a statement, condemned Putin's nuclear rhetoric and Moscow's latest missile attacks on Ukrainian citizens, but no detail on what new steps the West is taking to deter Putin.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. A fired San Antonio police officer James Brennan has been charged with aggravated assault for the shooting of an unarmed teenager who was sitting in his car eating a hamburger last week. 17-year-old Eric Cantu remains in critical condition. A police officer has been shot and killed in Greenville, Mississippi in a gun battle. Two other people wounded, a suspect in custody. An Ohio man pleading guilty to charges he planned to murder hundreds of women.
Federal prosecutors say Treschenko planned to kill a number of people, targeting mostly women. He's been in custody since July of 2021. Investigators cite a manifesto and other documented acts in identifying him as an involuntary celibate, which is a group of mainly men with anger toward women. He allegedly posted many times in an online community. One note from Jenko detailed a plan to go to a university in Ohio and try to kill up to 3,000 people.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We are now less than a month away from the midterm election. The polls suggesting several races are tightening.
Republicans remain favored to win back the House, the latest Fox News power ranking show. Forecasts predict a Republican majority of 231 seats, more than a dozen more than the 218 needed for control. Still, 31 House races are rated as toss-ups, dozens more just lean Republican or Democrat. The Senate remains a jump ball with four races in toss-up territory. Early voting is already available to millions of Americans, with absentee voting underway in a handful of swing states. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has announced she's leaving the Democratic Party, which she says will censor its own members for having a dissenting opinion.
They will do all that they can to destroy you, silence you, smear you, work with big tech, work with corporate media to actively destroy anyone who dares to even question their agenda.
Gabbard, who served as a congresswoman from Hawaii, urging other moderate Democrats to follow her lead. Amazon facing another union election by some of its employees.
Hundreds of workers at a warehouse near Albany, New York, will start voting on whether to become the next Amazon workforce to join the independent Amazon labor union. Ballots will be tallied by the National Labor Relations Board on October 18th. Workers' frustrations over pay and safety have led to union support, while Amazon has repeatedly said it discourages unionization, wanting to work directly with employees instead of what it describes as a third party, and challenging a victory for the labor movement earlier this year at a facility in Staten Island. The e-commerce company recently announcing plans to spend $1 billion over the next year to raise pay for U.S. warehouse and delivery workers. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.